If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am just thrilled that you're with us this hour, because I'm going to be introducing you shortly to Niall Gibbons. Niall is the chief executive for Tourism Ireland, the Tourist Board of Ireland, and he is based in Dublin, and there is just so much going on. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that on my Saturday show, Travelers 411, on January 23rd, I had on Gerard, which is Gerard, only in Ireland they put the accent on the first syllable, so it's Gerard Kennedy. He owns a family established for, I don't know, 80 years or something. Guest house called the Moorings. It's in County Kerry. It is located in a town called Port Magee, which is about 75 feet from the waterfront. And because of its convenience to the waterfront and to the islands called the Skelligs and Skellig Michael, where Star Wars was filmed, many of the people associated with the film, including Mark Hamill, many of the cinematographers and J.J. Abrams and all kinds of other people either were in the hotel or stayed in the hotel. They were certainly in the bar in the restaurant. And a bunch of the people came, and for 3 weeks they were on site. And they stayed there and went every day from Port Magee out to Skellig Michael filming Star Wars. So make sure you go to sabrams.com and listen to hour three of Travel with Stephanie Abrams from January 23rd. And now we're going to go talk with Niall Gibbons.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf, for I was born.
I promised you a wonderful treat to start the new year off right. Ah, there, look at that. Oh my goodness. Even I can hear me now.
I can hear you now.
This is wonderful. And that voice that you can hear, it belongs to Niall Gibbons. And Niall is a very special person in the life of all things Tourism Ireland. He is the chief executive based in Dublin for Tourism Ireland, which is the marketing board for the entire island that is Ireland. And I have to tell you, you've been wonderful getting back to us and keeping us up to date on this side of the ocean, Niall, because I think we had you on probably three, maybe four times in 2015. And I wanted to get you back in either December or now in January of 2016 to talk about what's cooking in Ireland this year. And we were having some difficulties because the holidays get in the way of everything. And, you know, people off on vacations and up to their neck and winding up the year end of business. And we were driving around Ireland, and I usually listen to news talk radio. And Moncrief and the curmudgeon George Hook, who I love, and they got into George Hook was got into a very gruesome subject about hemorrhoids. And I said, well, now this is not something I want to listen to, and changed the station to RTE1, or maybe it was RTE2, which I generally never do because I'm a loyal listener to News Talk radio in Ireland. And when we went to that station, it was like I was, you know, divinely sent, because there was somebody talking about what's new and as it relates to travelers in Ireland. And the next thing I know, there was the voice of my good friend Niall Gibbons. And I said, I am smitten with great bouts of jealousy and envy. I got to make sure we get him on with us first thing when we get home. So thanks for being so cooperative and making time available.
Stephanie, always great to talk to you. I hear you had a big trip to Ireland, and I'm delighted you were here and delighted you heard me on the radio. And it's so good to be talking to you all in the United States. A happy 2016. I hope it's going to be a great one. We've had a brilliant year in 2015, a record year for tourism to Ireland. We have had between North and South in Ireland in excess of 9 million visitors. Now, with a population of less than 7 million on the island of Ireland as a whole, we've got more people coming to see us than we have here.
It's fabulous. That is just fabulous. And I have to tell you, we spent 28 nights and 29 days until we took off and came back last week in Ireland. We were all over the place. Happily, I planned our trip just by accident and fate, predominantly north of Shannon Airport, north of the Galway-Dublin Road, and up into Northern Ireland, where on December 23rd, I was awarded a beautiful necklace representing Giant's Causeway by the folks at Giant's Causeway and the National Trust for my significant contribution to educating people and motivating them to go and visit Giant's Causeway. So that was very cool. And we went over.
I saw the picture of that, by the way. Congratulations. Isn't the craft shop in the National Trust Giant's Causeway one of the nicest across the whole island of Ireland? They have amazing things up there.
Yeah, well, you know, they commissioned some jeweler. I don't know if it's a group of jewelers or one particular jewelry maker to create jewelry that is reminiscent of Giant's Causeway. And they made cufflinks and bracelets and necklaces. And since I received this, I'm wearing it now as I speak with you. Since I received it on December 23rd, 2015, I have worn it every day. So every snapshot of me in Ireland, I'm like a one-man marketing tool for Giant's Causeway, because I've got it wherever I go. It's a gorgeous piece. And
it's a beautiful place as well. I was up there last year, and I have to say, they redeveloped that whole visitor center, as you know, in the Giant's Causeway. They spent about £50 million. Was that about $70 million? Dollars? And they produced a magnificent visitor attraction. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and they had over 750,000 visitors last year. And I'm really so pleased to see it. I wish I could up there at Christmas time. I'd say it's very special.
Oh, it is very special. And as a matter of fact, it was windy. But the sun was out, and I was walking around, and for most of the trip, I was walking around in just a sweater, and my all-weather jacket with the hood on it was in the back seat of the car. And as a matter of fact, just before we left, on the night of December 9th, 2015, there were reports that there was rain and flooding and whatever going on in Ireland, and maybe that might have caused somebody to change their mind about a trip, but we were well committed to going. And so we went over to Macy's in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, in the mall there. And we bought, I bought knee-high water-repellent boots. My husband bought he's awfully tall, as you know well. So his boots only come halfway up his calf, and they're water-repellent. And do you know, we kept them in the back seat of our dually car rental, figuring that if we left wherever we were in a dry spot and arrived someplace that was wet, we could just slide the boots on. We brought those boots home with the price tag still on them, tied together in the knots they were in. We never had them on one time in 29 days, 28 nights in our entire trip through Ireland. And so, you know, I always like to caution people, be careful of the way news is presented to you, because while it may have effect on certain pockets and certain people in certain places, you know, it's like when we had the fires in California. If you'd listened to the news, you would have thought all of California had burned down. And that's why we went out to Yosemite National Park, just to prove the point that, hey, it's good here, people. So
yeah, the weather's always good in Ireland. It's never about the weather. It's just about having the right clothes. But it's shaping up to be a good 2016 anyway. There's going to be no rain this year in Ireland. That's the good news. So the sun is going to shine every day. Well, we're looking forward to all our visitors from the United States.
Well, as my senior producer, David Isby, would tell you with great sincerity, it never rains on the golf course.
So. Yes, I completely agree. 365 days a year, pure sunshine. And 400 golf courses in Ireland, by the way. I don't know whether you got to visit any on your trip here. But just the news that we got last week was that Golf Digest readers voted Royal County Down the number one golf course in the world. So we're very chuffed with that. That's great news. And there are four Irish golf courses in the top 65. Royal County Down, Portmarnock and Lahinch in County Clare also making it into the top 65. So that's a really good position to be for Irish golf in 2016.
We're going to take a very quick commercial break. We're going to come right back talking with Niall Gibbons, the chief executive for Tourism Ireland, based in Dublin. Don't leave me.
Double, I want to creep up by, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Double and Macfalaldida. In Mullingar that night I rested them, so weary started by daylight next morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and drink, and that's the paddy's cure. When there he's on for drinking, they hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style to touch a heart above him. They asked me, was I hired and wages I required to lie, was almost tired of the rocky road to Double and one to three for five.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors. Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Niall Gibbons. He is the chief executive of Tourism Ireland, the tourism board for the island that is Ireland. And I am just so thrilled that, you know, you're so wonderfully responsive when I call and nag you. Come on the air with me. We have to launch the year right. So there are so many new things going on in Ireland. It's just amazing. And new events that are going on as well, in places that have been for quite some time. So maybe we can start with some of the things that people probably don't know much about. Where do you want to start? Sure. Want to start with the Gobbins?
Oh, my gosh. Where do you start with Ireland? So many things going on this year. Well, I mean, I got to start with one of the old reliables. You got to travel on the Wild Atlantic Way, I presume, when you were on your trip here recently.
It's my favorite
an amazing
part of Ireland.
1,500-mile journey from Donegal all the way around to Cork. And the Wild Atlantic Way has just been one of the most spectacular developments in Irish tourism over the last number of years. You mentioned you went to the Cliffs of Moher, which is now over 1 million visitors per year, which is amazing. An awful lot of them coming from the United States. Mayo, Galway, places like Sligo, which has just finished its Yeats 150 celebrations, by the way, which is a spectacular success. And we'll see further developments along the Wild Atlantic Way over the coming year. There are going to be no more signature and discovery points. And alongside the Wild Atlantic Way, we're going to see a new development emerging called Ireland's Ancient East, which is really, I mean, looking at 5,000 years of history on the east coast of Ireland. And, I mean, that's combining several themes: ancient Ireland, early Christian Ireland, medieval Ireland, and Anglo-Ireland as well. And it really encapsulates so many things, going back to the golden age of monastic pioneers. It's everything from raiders to settlers in medieval Ireland, land, life, and liberty in Anglo-Ireland. And you're looking at discovering tombs older than the pyramids from pagan and Celtic Ireland. I think you've been to Newbridge before, or to Newgrange before, I should say. Have you?
Of course.
I mean, what an amazing place. So, you know, we'll see Newgrange really leading the whole charge in relation to that. But a whole package of products and discovering the stories of an amazing time, both of empire, rebellion, innovation and industry on the east coast of Ireland.
You know, and of course, for those that are interested in that kind of ancient archaeological sense of discovery and to visit places like that, while you've got Newgrange on the east coast of Ireland, you also have Cage of Fields in County Mayo, which is probably about as far west as you're going to get, because it's right out there on a tip of Ireland jutting out into the sea, which represents an agrarian community going back 6,000 years. And
indeed, yeah, an amazing experience
remarkable.
At the Cade of Fields. And for anybody who's in Mayo, I mean, that's another archaeological monument with a visitor centre. And you really get to indulge yourself in a real prehistoric landscape and a natural wild ecology of blanket bog and dramatic cliffs and coastline. And it's received an amazing number of awards as well. So definitely to be recommended if you're on the Wild Atlantic Way and over in Mayo.
Yeah, and people, when you go to Cade of Fields, and it's C-E-I-D-E, and then the word Fields, and you'll find it on the map. Just follow the coastline along County Mayo, and you'll see it. Ask for Greta Byrne. She is the executive director there at Cade of Fields. And in addition to all the wonderful displays and information that you can just, you know, walk yourself through in the visitor center and before you actually go out into the fields, if you have any questions, ask for her. She's just a goldmine of information and a wonderful woman as well. So what else is up your sleeve? I guess you would consider the Gobbins as part of what's going on in the east.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Gobbins is just incredible. Gobbins on the north coast of Ireland, on the northeast, up in County Antrim, is incredible. I went up to see it last year just before it opened.
Wow.
And the history of the Gobbins is incredible because this is something that started back in 1902 when the railways were very big across Ireland. And this was the vision of a man called Barclay Dean Wise. He was the chief engineer of the railway company. And the recently expanded railway up to that part of Ireland provided an opportunity to provide a cliff walk, which is over a mile long, and it fell into disrepair in the 1960s, but they just spent a lot of money redoing it. So you can retrace a journey that started in 1902 along a cliff path, starting in a place called Larne, over the north coast, the northeast coast, I should say, of Ireland. And it's an amazing experience. You're right out looking over the sea, a spectacular coastal route. If you like things like the Cliffs of Moher, this is one that you have to do. It really is spectacular. It's fully restored to its original path. And once again, you pass through narrow entrances. And beyond that narrow entrance lies an amazing world where bridges just carry you over crashing waves into sunken caves and sheer cliff faces. And it's a must-see if you're coming. It's new news because it just opened late 2015, and it's just really now coming to the fore in terms of international publicity. So the Gobbins Cliff Path, if you're on Ireland.com, that's where you get all the information on it. And you must make sure that you book before you go because it's so busy at the moment because it's new. But I have to say it is a definite must-see if you're coming to Ireland.
Well, you know, I interviewed a lovely woman named Irene Crawford probably back in early October, just after it was the I think the Gobbins was open a week or two when I spoke with her. And you're right, they were so busy over at the Gobbins that I couldn't get anybody's attention there. I wanted to get somebody on the air with me. And when I couldn't get in touch with anybody over there because they were up to their neck in the busyness of the opening and whatnot, I found Irene, who owns two cottages, two self-catering cottages, Maiden's View and Fisherman's Leap. And her husband, comes the revolution, I found out during the broadcast, was instrumental in fundraising to raise the money to build and to rebuild and reopen the Gobbins. And unfortunately, he pretty much lived to see it completed, but not to see it open. He died about 2 weeks to a month before the opening of the Gobbins. But I think he willed himself to live long enough to see it actually completed. So that was a wonderful thing. And, you know, when you look at things like this, they are so woven into the fabric of the people as well. Which I find.
It's incredible. It really is to see something that was built in 1902 restored to its former glory. It's an incredible story, and it's a must-see destination. And I think it's going to capture the imagination of visiting tourists and journalists. Remember, whereas places like the Cliffs of Moher can take a million visitors a year, the Gobbins can take about 50,000. So more limited. Make sure you book. But it's again a must-see visit when you're coming to Northern Ireland or Ireland.
Well, my listeners can go to sabrams.com/blog, and that's sabrams.com/blog, and you'll be able to click right on within the blog on the places that will take you to all the spots where you can see what it's all about, and you can actually click through and book or make a phone call if you care to. It's probably better to do it by an online process, because I know that there are more people calling than they have people to answer the phones, which is a wonderful problem to have. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Stephanie Abrams. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a joy to launch the year with Niall Gibbons, the chief executive for Tourism Ireland, the tourist board for the island that is Ireland. And, you know, I've just come back from 28 nights in Ireland. You've heard already some of the interviews that we did while we were touring around. People say to me all the time, oh, you went on a holiday. I don't really know what a holiday is. How can I go to a place that's wonderful and not sit down and do recorded interviews and write blogs and put things on Twitter and do Facebook and whatever and do all the things that share all the things that I do with my audience, both on air and online? I mean, how could I leave you out of that? And this is such a good time for you to be thinking about your 2016 travel plans. And I have to tell you, you must put Ireland into your 2016 plans. There is, even if you were there as I was a month ago, I'm already planning going back either in late March or early April or both, because there are still things that we went to see that we didn't get to see all of it, or we didn't have to, in 28 days. You know what it is to say I didn't have enough time? It wasn't long enough. Niall, we went when we went to Giant's Causeway on the Antrim coastal route of Northern Ireland. We took another drive along to is it Ballantoy Bay? I think it's called, where there's some signage and whatnot, and you can walk along and see where they were filming Game of Thrones. And that's, you know, one big area. We didn't have enough time to get over to Dark Hedges. So I have to do that in March or April, which is another area right in that same Giant's Causeway region where they film Game of Thrones. And then we saw Star Wars on Christmas Eve at 2 p.m., the 2 p.m. showing on Christmas Eve in the, what is it called, Cinemax, Cinebowl, Cine something? Omni Movieplex, I don't know. It's one of those in Derry, in Derry, Londonderry. So that was our Christmas present to ourselves, seeing Star Wars in while we were in Ireland. And, of course, much of that was filmed at Skellig Michael's, the islands that are off the southern coast of Cork. And so Ireland's really made it to the big screen, hasn't it?
Well, it's made it to the big screen and it's made it to the small screen, because it's incredible to think that our small little island is now the location for the biggest TV program on the small screen and the biggest movie on the big screen. So on Game of Thrones, first of all, this is a relationship that we started with HBO quite a number of years ago. They have been filming Game of Thrones on the northeast coast of the island of Ireland, up in Northern Ireland. And you mentioned Dark Hedges and Ballantoy, and there's also places like Murlock Bay and Castle Ward and Tollymoor Forest Park. There's about 14 different locations where it's filmed, and there are two tour companies as well that will bring you on a Game of Thrones tour. And again, that is an amazing experience. You can do everything from archery movie set experience, cycle tours, a boat tour, mini breaks, absolutely fantastic. Private tours can be done too. And Game of Thrones is an amazingly successful series, the biggest HBO ever produced. They have 18 million fans on Facebook, 3 million on Twitter. And they combined with us to do a big marketing campaign around that last year. And it's been an amazing success for us. And I'm so pleased to see that those tours have only started off, and already they had 20,000 visitors last year. So wow, it's fantastic to see those people going to that part of the country that wouldn't have had as many tourists maybe as County Kerry has had in the past. But it's great for the future, because I think there's another series of Game of Thrones just out, and we'll be working with HBO again in 2016. So that's very exciting from a Northern Ireland perspective.
Well, hang on a second. Let's talk for a second about Castle Ward. Now, in the town of Castle Ward is Castle ward. And I went to my the first Kaylee they ever did, which for those of you who aren't familiar is an event of music and dance. And what I didn't really understand was I thought it was like you buy a ticket and you're going to see a performance. But actually, people buy tickets and they come in and they can usually order some food and something good to drink and whatnot. There are musicians there who are playing music, and the dancers are the people who paid for the ticket at the door. You see people get up and start dancing to the music, which is where I learned that our American square dance is actually an Irish dance called the St. Patrick's Day dance. And when those people got up, and there must have been, I don't know, however many, there must have been at least six squares got up. So there had to be 24 people that were on the dance floor, squared off. They did Honor Your Partner, Honor Your Corner. They did Swing Your Partner. They didn't do Do-Si-Do, but they did the grand right and left. And I'm sitting there in awe because nowhere in my learning of American square dancing did anybody ever say it was lifted out of Ireland. And so, and that was at Castle Ward in the town of Castle Ward. They held it in the barn. And that was the first Kaylee they had ever done. I was the guest of Dr. Tim Campbell from the St. Patrick Center in County Down and Downpatrick, and Mark Mahon, who I don't know if he still is, but he was the head of the Kingdoms of Down Tourism. And he played and he was there playing the banjo. It was great.
That's an amazing location, Castle Ward. I mean, that's an 18th century National Trust property located near the village of Strangford in County Down in Northern Ireland, about 7 miles from Downpatrick, where Tim is based. And it's amazing because that particular Castle Ward, has been home of the Ward family since 1570. So that's got a long, long history.
Yeah, until they lost it to the bank.
It's an amazing location and part of the location for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, till the sheriff came and took the house away. In what was it, like the 1920s or something? It's a fascinating story, and you see some of the original things that were left in the house that when, you know, they lost the house due to financial conditions or taxes or something.
Yeah.
It's really a remarkable visit, though, and the house is wonderful. But what is it? We haven't started watching Game of Thrones yet, and we're going to do it in one of those marathon blitzes. You know, we're going to get all the series and sit down and plow through it, you know, however long it takes to do that over a period of weeks or months. But is it at the castle at Castle Ward, or is it in that geographic area on the map that's called Castle Ward that Game of Thrones is filmed?
Yeah, there are 14 different locations where Game of Thrones is filmed in Northern Ireland. That's one of them. You mentioned the Dark Hedges, which is an incredible road, which with trees that merge in. It's like a scene from an incredible film. And now it has become a location where a lot of people go to get their selfies taken to put up on their phones, on Instagram and Facebook and everything. So some amazing locations. Ballintoy, you mentioned, Murlock Bay. There's about 14 different locations in Northern Ireland in total, and they are all available on Game of Thrones tours, and you'll find more information on ireland.com.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is next time we come over, we'll have a map all sorted out so that we don't, you know, miss anything along the route. Now you've got the true big screen, the mother of all important films, Star Wars.
Well, where do I start?
Star Wars.
It is like a childhood dream come true. I mean, we all know the history and story of Star Wars, but I have to be careful here that I don't give any spoilers away. But I think it's safe to say at this stage that part of Star Wars was filmed in Ireland. I won't say which part, but an incredible scene, spectacular Skellig Michael, which is a very ancient monastic site, and again, a UNESCO World Heritage Site off the coast of Kerry. Big, big collaborative effort. Great to have some of the team from Star Wars over, and J.J. Abrams, who's the director, and they were bowled over by the location, and we were bowled over to see it in the movie as well. And it really is incredible to have something like that associated with the Star Wars brand. So again, on our site, ireland.com, we've had information out there. You'll find Star Wars pages on the site about County Kerry, what there is to see and do, the fact that Star Wars is on the Wild Atlantic Way, We're very mischievous in relation to our marketing. We're very proud to have Star Wars on the Wild Atlantic Way. But Skelly Michael itself, difficult to get out to because it only allows 144 people a day. But certainly Port Magee is the town where you board from. You probably have been talking and visiting with people that are down there already in the moorings, and all the people down at Port Magee do a great job helping us to promote Ireland. But we're so proud to be associated with Star Wars. I think it's got a great future, as does Ireland being associated with that brand.
Well, I want to keep you with me another couple of minutes, so stay with me. I'm talking with Niall Gibbons, who is the chief executive for Tourism Ireland, the tourist board of the island that is Ireland, probably the most enchanted place on the planet, people. And if you haven't been, you need to go. And if you've been and you went for 7 or 10 days and you think you've seen Ireland, I want you to think again. And we just spent 28 days in Ireland, and I'm still not caught up on everything there is to see and do. So we'll be back again there soon. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time to step together now. We're on the one road, sharing the one road. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, and maybe the wrong road, but we're together.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Ireland invites you to the epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful though, this town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at ireland.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The hour always goes very quickly when I have Niall Gibbons on the line with me. He is in Dublin, lucky man, at the moment. You could be lucky, too. Can I tell you, there are more airlines flying to Ireland than ever before from all over the U.S. And at this time of year especially, the rates are very competitive. But, you know, the more airlines you have flying, the more competitive it gets anyway. So why don't you take a look and find the intersection of when you have time and can get away, and just make that reservation and get going. Just get going. It's time you treated yourself. Life has a nasty habit of getting in the way of your plans for the perfect time. There is no perfect time. The perfect time is when you can get away. So make the plans and just go. Especially in the climate of living in the 21st century, you never know what tomorrow, next year, down the line. Don't wait for things like, you know, retirement and who's going to graduate. Don't take care of you now. Get up and go. You deserve it. And a little bit of Ireland goes a long way in uplifting your life, and I can tell you that personally. So Niall Gibbons, chief executive of Tourism Ireland. You know, we were talking about Ireland on the screen, both on TV, in Game of Thrones, and which is also out, people, on DVD. So if you've missed it, you're going to do what we're going to do, because we haven't started watching that series yet. And so we're going to purchase the various series from over however many years it's been on, and then every night we'll watch one or two until we've, you know, caught up and gotten to where everybody else is. But and we also talked about Star Wars. But, you know, there is one of the classic gem of gems, and that's The Quiet Man. People, if you haven't seen that, that was filmed on the grounds of what is Ashford Castle. Although you don't see Ashford Castle in the film, you do see the grounds and you do see the town of Cong. And it's just a wonderful film with one of Ireland's treasures, Maureen O'Hara, and John Wayne. And so you can get that. You probably can get it on Netflix or something. And I have to tell you, Niall, there is a film that I saw as a child that for years I hunted for and couldn't find. And actually, we went to the Irish Film Board in Dublin, and they thought they had it. And you know where there's a film that you want? If they have it, they will make a copy of it for you and sell it to you. And when they went to the box, somebody had taken it. It was gone. And the film is called The Oracle. Do you know that film?
I haven't come across The Oracle before.
It's old. I saw it on one of those classic movie channels decades ago. There used to be a channel in New York City that played the same movie like for 24 hours a day. And when I was a child and I had the flu or something, I would just watch the same movie again and again and again. It was a $1 million movie for those of you who live in New York. So, yeah, I saw the oracle. And the beginning of the oracle, I didn't realize until my daughter finally got the film for me and I got to see it again, having not seen it since childhood. The beginning of it is this fellow who's a journalist in England takes a holiday and he arrives in a rowboat. And where he's getting out is on Giant's Causeway. You'll recognize the rocks. And you got to get your hands on it. I hope they've replaced it at the Irish Institute. I now have a copy. If they want to borrow mine, I'll let them copy it.
But I'm going to borrow yours. I'll have to get a few stills from that one.
It's a wonderful film about a fellow who learns that there is an oracle living down in the well in this guy's house, not far from Giant's Causeway. And when they ask the oracle questions, and the oracle answers it. And there's at least one TV show that was based on that film. And of course, they kept that a secret because creative people are just better at hiding their secrets, you know, their sources. So, yeah, but try and get it, but people.
Somebody has just handed me a little piece of paper here to say that the Oracle, which is known as the Horse's Mouth in the USA, it's a 1953 comedy film. There you are. There's the information about a journalist who goes on holiday to Ireland and they encounter a fortune teller. Yep. Based on a radio play called To Tell You the Truth by Robert Barr.
How do you like
Isn't
that?
Isn't technology amazing?
You're just full of information. Well, I actually have the film. And listen, the next time you are in the U.S., we are going to get together and I'm going to make the popcorn. And we're going to sit down and watch the Oracle. Because the beginning of it, you could tell it once. It was made by Pinewood Studios. In London, you could tell when the journalist comes up in the rowboat that it's Giant's Causeway. But as a child, I wouldn't have known that. But I
there
always
you are.
Loved.
I can't wait to see that. That gives me another reason to go over and see you.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you would. Don't stop threatening me. Just do it. What haven't we touched on that we need to in the last couple of minutes that we have? There is so much that we need to cover.
We need to talk about Dublin because, I mean, this is the place. You mentioned air access, by the way, and I should point out that it has never been easier to get to Ireland from the United States. There are more gateways than ever. 40,000 seats a week during the summer months, 25,000 seats a week during the winter months.
Wow.
And there are new routes starting this year. Aer Lingus are going to start a new route from Los Angeles into Dublin. That supplements their existing San Francisco service in California.
Fantastic.
There's going to be a new Aer Lingus service from Hartford, Connecticut, the first time ever, and a new Aer Lingus service from Newark, and other existing airlines like
Hartford
will be expanding services.
Hartford people would be Bradley Airport.
And Bradley Airport, exactly.
Bradley
Airport. First time ever to Ireland.
That's fantastic. That really is fantastic. And Dublin has so much new going on as well. I don't know how many. I mean, we've talked about it. We've had the folks from the Irish Whiskey Museum on the air with us. Have you been over there? What a fascinating place that is.
Yeah, the Irish Whiskey Museum have done a great job. The Teeling's Distillery, the newest distillery opened just in the Liberties in the middle of Dublin, has got a visitor centre as well. There's going to be a new facility open telling the story of the Irish diaspora called Epic Ireland. That's going to be opening in 2016 in May. And you also have the big centenary commemorations as well, 100 years of independence, 1916. And there's new discovery trails around Ireland, and the GPO, the General Post Office, has got a big facelift as well, telling the story about that era.
And
so
you know,
the Dublin story is just so important because it's the capital, and it's where everyone flies. Well, not everyone flies into. You can fly into Belfast and Shannon, of course, as well. But there's so much to do and see in Dublin. Very, very vibrant at the moment, and an awful lot of things to do this year in 2016.
We had the pleasure, Niall, of being the guest of Mark Leslie, whose company Martello Media is the one that created the exhibit that is going to open in February at the General Post Office in Dublin. And last January, beginning of the year, 2015, he took us by our hot little hands to see and to meet Barney Whelan, who is the person at the GPO that's in charge of this installation. And we saw the blueprints and we walked through everything. At the beginning of January this year, on January 2nd, we met up with Mark Leslie again, and he took us on a tour of the GPO exhibit as it is at the moment. It's still a bit of disarray because it's not going to open for about another 5 weeks. But what a thrill for us to get the behind the views sneak peek, and I hope that everybody puts that into their plans. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams, Gotta Fly Now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,